Ceramic tiles and the recirculation revolution. How the history of inkjet technology changed interior design. By Dr. Mark Bale. Ceramics tile decoration has become a crucial application for industrial inkjet. A brief retrospective on the market can set the stage for the technology advances that enabled the success in ceramics, particularly with respect to the importance of nozzle-based recirculation in printheads. To understand the ceramic tile production and the reason inkjet proved so successful, you need to look at the way things were done before digital. Print was done by a combination of flat screen printing or rotary blanket printer, such as the System Rotocolor machine. Both techniques involved contact to the unfired green tile, thus requiring a certain thickness to give the required strength to withstand the contact force. The printing also involved setup related to patterning of the screens or the blankets, and the changeover of these meant stopping the lines. Shorter run lengths of seasonal designs were not economical, and so the cash held in inventories was huge. Like it has in many other industrial segments we have discussed, digitizing the manufacturing of ceramics allowed for much more freedom to realize the dreams of designers, this time to create modern living spaces. As a result, the value proposition for buying a printer was undeniable, and so the adoption rate was unprecedented, making ceramic tile production the inkjet case study. The defining single-pass industrial business case. Digital printing addresses many of these challenges, but especially the number of tiles of a certain design that are needed to be kept in stock. Ceramics has become the go-to inkjet proof point for demonstrating the benefits of minimizing inventory where design versions exist, and can be reprinted when needed. To enable the digital printers to match the existing production style, single-pass printing was necessary. The tiles would pass under a printhead one time each in order for the ink to be deposited. This is shown in the patent image from early machine innovators Karajet, filed in 1999. The printhead is rotated to make the head stitch, a process common with earlier printheads, including the Dymatics S-Class range. Although this patent disclosed the Czar XJ500, the Karajet printer would adopt the Seiko 510 version of the Czar technology. The main difference between ceramic tile printing and many other inkjet applications is that the green tile body is not a solid surface. It is made from pressed powder and has been coated in a base glaze that has been dried, but it is still wet and often warm when it enters the printer. This means the materials are very specific to the market. In their early patent on ceramic inks, Farrow describes the printing of inks based on oils that are printed onto a glaze, also from Farrow. By combining digital and conventional materials, ceramic suppliers have created a solution for manufacturing, a bit like an optimized primer ink combination in paper printing. The recirculation revolution. With the introduction of the Czar XJ1001 in 2007, printer builders could improve the reliability of the system by using the through-flow feature of the printhead and achieve a 360 dpi resolution. The patented TF technology allowed the ink to be constantly agitated throughout the ink system, thus reducing the chance of pigment settling. As time went on throughout the 2010s, the head designs began to respond to the needs. Czar produced a larger drop size head in 2012 in the form of the GS12. In the same year, Fujifilm Dymatics launched their competing 27PL SG1026MC Starfire heads. Seiko and Kyocera released their RC1536 and KJ4C alternatives in 2015, and Konica Minolta followed up soon after, with most offering the same 360 dpi. Which head to choose for any application comes down to finding the right dpi and frequency combination that matches the customer need of print speed versus drop size and coverage, and getting the widest fluid compatibility, including compatibility with water-based inks, for example. I covered this on a recent Inkjet Explainer webinar with Mary Schilling on Inkjet Insight. Ceramic materials, aqueous inks, and beyond. The majority of conventional fluids used in ceramics lines are essentially water-based, and this led early innovators to experiment with aqueous inks way before the head technology was ready. In their early inkjet ink patent, Pharaoh describes how it is useful to ensure the ink carriers were not miscible with water. They point out this reduces the migration of the ink when glazed. In that patent, they also used soluble colorants to avoid settlement. Quite quickly, the market was driven by increasing cost competition towards solid pigments and lower cost carrier materials, the latter based largely on the price competition. Because the glazes contained water, additives were often required to prevent repulsion between the oil and water. It was therefore logical to look again at water as the carrier, which became a hot topic in 2013. This gave suppliers like Dymatics a competitive advantage with their Starfire SG1024A heads for AQ UV solent, complementing the SG1024C for non-polar oil inks. Whilst the traditional inkjet market drives to an even smaller nozzle, ceramics have pushed the other way, demanding larger drop sizes driven by the desire to print effects. Tiles with matte, gloss, and satin detail could be produced by adding extra heads into the printer layout. Such finishes allow for some convincing reproductions of wood grain, for example. This means the designer can mimic the look and feel of wood without the maintenance, especially when combined with underfloor heating. The challenges of such materials have again pushed printhead development, with Dymatics now producing a higher flow variant of their Starfire head that is used in printers from System SPA. Ceramics as additive manufacturing. Despite the piezo advancements to provide 100 to 200 PL at 360 DPI, there is still a desire to increase the volume even further with the aim of achieving complete digital production line involving deposition of glazes to allow for structures prints. Therefore, the machine manufacturers turned initially toward valve jet type designs that are quite common in large character coating and certain textile applications. In valve jet, the ink is generally pressurized behind an actuated valve seal which opens to let some of the fluid out. Back in 2014, SACMI and Coloribia both show the capability of the Technogila using the prototype ZAR 001 head. Since then, Durst has commercialized their RockJet, and other OEMs like KiraJet have also made their own solutions. Although generally lower in nozzle density, these large nozzle technologies more than make up for this with volume to achieve glaze coverages kilogram per M2. Suppliers are not making the printing line digital just for the sake of it. The new technology allows new designs to be taken one step further in terms of deposition of different materials with endless design options for combining topography, color, and effects, including sticking powders or grits by the use of inkjet deposited glues. Production lines are becoming fully digital. All about design. Older ceramic surfaces and chipped items can be recreated with near infinite variation in texture and color to create interior designs mimicking real dereliction. Of course, the ceramic market has also adopted standard wide format printer and inks like UV cured in some niche applications. Mohawk Tiles, for example, print a sandwich of ink and a primer overcoat to decorate the edges of already fired tile, whilst Italian finishing experts, Scheffla, have decorating lines for ceramics using UV inks post-firing. Mimicking nature also requires a tactile appeal. 3D scanning of real surfaces has taken the decor industry to a new level of design. Recreating such materials through print and image slicing has expanded the building and flooring industry's decorative surfaces. Jetting various layers and patterns from the 3D slicing offer decorative layering, which builds into natural topical surface effects, creating a realistic look and feel without infringing on nature itself.